circulation changes and cloud formations in the tropical Pacific that move north. This will lead to the building of high-pressure system, known as an atmospheric ridge, in the northern Pacific off the California coast, steering storms north into Alaska and Canada instead of into California. This has the potential to make a drought very similar to the one we had in 2012 to 2016, said one of the researchers. The recent five-year drought cost California's farmers billions of dollars in lost production, slashed seasonal agricultural jobs by the thousands, and spiked electricity bills as hydroelectric systems failed. Studies like this one imply it's not only a problem for communities in Alaska, and that Arctic sea ice loss we expect in the next couple of decades could have massive effects on Californians and other people around the world, said the researcher. Modeling by the scientists, I like science models. They're pretty. Show that the loss of sea ice could cause a 10 to 15% decrease in California's rainfall when considering a 20-year average, with some years becoming much drier, others becoming wetter. Another aspect of global warming could contribute to more drought in California. California's temperatures have risen about 2 degrees Fahrenheit over the last century, and the warmer air holds more water, sucking moisture out of soil, rivers, and streams. The new study appeared in the journal Nature Communications, and the fires that are ravaging Southern California this week follow a period of extreme dryness. This is the rainy season. A panoply of flooding like this in December, it's not unheard of. It's just really rare. So far, News of the Warm, ladies and gentlemen, a copyrighted feature of this broadcast, but now we have older fish to fry because...
2017, the year in rebuke.
Clinton something, the wilderness years.
Please hold for the president.
The president? What president? Am I calling myself now?
Hey, 42, it's your predecessor.
President the other Bush?
You could say that if you were so indisposed. Hey, how they hanging?
Well, they're hanging just fine. And you?
Oh, listen, I've been a good boy so long, I wouldn't remember how to behave other which way wise. So, look, please convey my sincerest conveyances to the missus about the, you know, the election.
Oh, well, thanks. You know, she's in the other room.
I mean, nobody wanted this SOB to lose more than I did, you know? I mean, we all know politics is a tough old game. But Hex Bells, when he called me a liar in public, that was just, you know, completely beyond the Pele.
Well, I will pass on your good words to Hillary. Matter of fact, she's just...
So look, let me just cut to the chaser. Laura and I were invited to the inauguration of this Trump fella.
Well, we were too.
Yeah, I sort of assumulated that. Now, I understand it's protocol and the elders and all that for former presidents to attend the swearing-in of a new president.
Well, even their opponents. I mean, Al Gore attended yours, right?
Oh, sure as heck did. Looked more teed off than a three-legged prairie dog.
Mm-hmm.
So I figure, you know, if you folks are going, then I guess so are we.
Well,
on the other hand, Laura and I'd be delighted to skip it if you folks were planning to be elsewise on that Augustine occasion.
You know what, George? Between you and me, I think it's up to Hillary.
Well, then it isn't between you and me, really.
I guess you're right. So, look, I'm going to talk this over with Hill just as soon as she's able to talk again.
Oh, I'm good.
I'll get back to you.
Yeah, just let me know in time for Laura to gussy up.
You got it.
You know, I just put on a clean suit. But
talk to you later.
Who was that?
President Bush.
Really?
No, the other one.
Oh. How's he taking it?
Pretty good, considering he wasn't running.
Well, I know, but his whole family was hung up.